Well, last night we were here and worshiped God, and we talked about the shepherds, and we had this long discourse about the brain, and you probably thought you'd heard the last of the shepherds, but I want to talk this morning a little bit more about the shepherds, because for the past month, we've been talking about voices from the edge, and there's probably no more voice from the edge than the shepherds that night in Jerusalem, in the town of off the coast of Bethlehem. And I want to just go back and revisit the shepherds this morning because you may not know this, but shepherds are a big part of Israel's history. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of people that were shepherds. King David was a shepherd. You go back in the history of the Jewish people, they had lots and lots of shepherds. Shepherding was a big lifestyle for those who lived in Israel and lived in that area. As a matter of fact, the sheep were an important part of the economy. They would shear the sheep. They would feed the sheep. Sometimes they would sacrifice the sheep. They'd get milk that they could make cheese from the sheep. Sometimes they would actually eat the sheep. I mean, the sheep were a very, very big part of the people that lived there. And as a matter of fact, if you look at Jesus, a lot of the parables that he told were about sheep and shepherds. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." What you may not know is that there were actually two types of shepherds that lived in Israel. The first shepherd was the peasant shepherd. Now, the peasant shepherd was somebody that would live within the city or perhaps just at the outskirts of the city, but they were part of the town or the city that they lived in. And so they would go in the morning, they would take their sheep out of the barn and out of the pen, and they would go out and they would graze and feed during the day, and then at night they would come back in. They were really a part of the community. But there was another type of shepherd, and it was a different type of shepherd. They were the nomadic shepherds. And the nomadic shepherds would have been the ones that would have been out there on the fields watching their flock by night. Because if they'd been a peasant shepherd, they would have come into the town and put the sheep away and gone to bed. But the nomadic shepherds didn't have a town to go into. And so they would have been out there watching the flocks and keeping them safe from all the dangers that exist out there. But the nomadic shepherds weren't part of any community. As a matter of fact, sometimes you never even saw them because they would come close to the town, sometimes only at night. And as a matter of fact, the nomadic shepherds in that culture were not allowed to give testimony because they were thought of as second-class citizens. They were, because of the way that they interacted with the people, they came in and they left and you rarely saw them. The people had a huge fear about these shepherds. They weren't allowed to give testimony. The people thought they were shady characters. They rarely saw them. Sometimes they were just like ghosts. And isn't it interesting that here we have a census that came and they were going to count all of the citizens and they counted all the Roman citizens and they counted all the Israeli citizens, but they didn't count the nomadic shepherds that were out watching their flock by night. They didn't have a place to call home. Now you say, what does that mean? Well, when the shepherds came to them, what did the shepherds say? Today we have good news of great joy, which is to all people. You see, when the angel came, when God came to us, Emmanuel, in that manger, he didn't just come for the people who are on the inside, part of the town. He came for all people. When we celebrate Christmas, we think that that is a Christian holiday, and it is a holiday mostly celebrated by Christians. We have a lot of people in the United States that aren't, that celebrate this holiday. But when we get together around the tree or we open presents or we gather for worship, we think this is our holiday. This is the time when God came to us. But the fact is, God came to all people. When God came to those nomadic shepherds out watching their flock by night, he came to them. And perhaps that's the meaning of Christmas, is that God came to them as well as coming to us. It is not an exclusive club. It is something that comes to all humanity. But there's a different, deeper meaning that Christ came to us in the nomadic shepherds that night. God came to the outcast. God came to those who were apart from the community. You know, a number of years ago, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a big brouhaha about some of these mega churches out there. One of them is Willow Creek in Chicago, and they decided that they weren't going to celebrate on Christmas Day. It takes a lot of effort to put Christmas services together, and the big service, of course, is always Christmas Eve. And so the staff of a lot of these mega churches made this decision they weren't going to celebrate Christmas Day. And there was a lot of pushback from the people. And so they came and talked to these leaders at these churches and said, "Why aren't you celebrating?" And the leaders had a very good comeback. They said, "Well, we're not celebrating Christmas Day because we want you to go and celebrate that day with your family," which is a great response. And you can see it now, all these families gathering around the tree on Christmas morning like Bing Crosby, you know, dressed in red with all the kids in the packages. And it's a wonderful image, but it kind of misses the mark a little bit. Because what if you don't have a family? What if, because of the past year, something happened in your life and you were without a family in your life? Maybe it was the death of a loved one. Maybe it was an estranged relationship. Maybe people that you loved moved away. And maybe when Christmas Day comes and the church says, "Well, just get together with your family," you have no one to get together with. You see, sin is active in this world. And one of the things that sin destroys is family and relationships. And our ability to come together as a family is sometimes a broken thing. Here's the true message of Christmas. The true message is that all of us are like the nomadic shepherds. All of us have sin in our life. All of us have things that have happened to us, either that we've done or that have happened to us, that cause us to be estranged from the family, to be estranged from God. All of us are like the nomadic shepherds. But the message of Christmas is that the angel came first to the shepherds, to the outcast. God comes to us, even though we don't deserve it. We are the outcast. And he comes to us first. That is the message of Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.
My life before you, I was a flame.